Saturday, January 1st, 2011.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Dachjaj Chol, your daily dose of Klingon language. I'm your host, Lawrence Schoen. 20 years ago, I started the Klingon Language Institute. Today, I'm starting something new. It's the first day of the new calendar year, and also the first day of this podcast. And because it's the first day, I'm going to describe for you how we're going to work. Each day, I'll present a different item in Klingon, a different type for each day of the week. On Sundays, starting tomorrow, I'll walk you through a Klingon verb prefix. We'll talk about how these prefixes reveal the number and person of the subject and object of a verb. A kind of linguistic foreshadowing, almost. The Klingon language is all about verbs, and every Monday, I'll introduce you to a new one. Verb, meet listener. Listener, meet verb. Tuesdays will look a lot like Mondays, but instead of verbs, I'll give you a new noun. Klingon is often described as having only three kinds of words, verbs, nouns, and everything else. The everything else is referred to as leftovers, and that will be our focus every Wednesday. Thursdays will look at arguably the most interesting aspect of Klingon language, the suffixes, both noun suffixes and verb suffixes. Trust me, there are a lot of them. We may not have enough Thursdays. Up to this point, I'll be taking vocabulary from the primary source of study, the Klingon Dictionary by Mark Okrand. But every Friday, we'll stretch our lexicon a bit and look at a word from another of his books, Klingon for the Galactic Traveler. Then on Saturday, we'll end our week with a Klingon proverb. That's right, an entire phrase in Klingon. Something meaningful, something pithy, and you'll have no trouble learning it because each proverb will be composed primarily of vocabulary covered during that week. And that's the plan. Every day of the week, I'll focus on a different aspect of Klingon grammar, culminating in a bit of Klingon culture by way of a proverb. Each show will be fairly brief, probably somewhere between 3 and 5 minutes. And that's it. I'll be posting them to my website at lawrencemschoen.com, so if you miss a day, you can go there and download the episode. That's right. I'm saying you can learn the Klingon language in just 5 minutes a day. That's the challenge. I'm wondering if you'll accept it. Maybe even share the challenge with friends or co-workers, housemates. Imagine throwing down the gauntlet of learning Klingon to family members. As with everything in life, the choice is yours. As for me, I hope to be talking to you tomorrow. Oh, one more thing before I sign off today. I haven't spoken any Klingon to you yet. Let's correct that now with the motto of the Klingon Language Institute. Ready? 3 words. Kotme poshmoch chol. I'll say it again, and you say it after me. Kotme poshmoch chol. It means language opens worlds. Think about it. I'll be back tomorrow.